08 Thursday night. Chodesh Halvav Shara Kniya. We're up to Perek Beis. We're up to Perek Gimel. Sorry about that. Perek Gimel. He talked about the different types of Kniyas and Perek Beis, good ones and bad ones. And Perek Gimel, good ones, neutral ones, I should say, and ones that a person should work on that are a result of Avodas Adam. And we talked about that's Lagavi, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mela, there's a spillover to your attitude and feelings towards people. Perek Shlishi is comprised of the following Chiddush. Chavis Halvavus now describes situations in which a person can develop the Midas Kaniyah, which we'll call Anova, we'll assume it's synonymous. A person can develop Anova. Now, he's not even talking about Avoda Sa'odam in terms of Musar, in terms of Midos. He's not talking about good Kaniyah, bad Kaniyah, neutral Kaniyah. He's not even talking about good Gaiva. By good Gaiva, I mean, not good guy, but I should, you know, the feeling of when a person feels good about himself. What he talks about, a person should have that psychological feeling about himself before he works on the kniya towards the Rabbona Shalom. He should take his whole mahus we learned in the previous parak, and he should feel good about being a human, about having bechira, about accomplishing, about being capable, and all of the kaychas that he has. And then he realizes that it's all from the Eibishna, and that it pales, to say the least, pales in insignificance, clapping the Rabbona Shel Olam, who is really the source of everything he has. But, so, when he's gonna give now 10 examples of kniya, of things that develop kniya. The first 7 are not things that develop kniya because of avodas ha'adam. They're just mimela, the situation. If you slip on a banana peel and you fall down and there's people around, everybody laughs at you. So that's a kniya situation. You have kniya, and that's what he's going to describe. Now, what's the purpose of these descriptions? The purpose is, but what is the Chavis Halvavus' point here? He's going to describe 10 situations. The first 7 are like slipping on a banana peel, where as great as you think you are, and you, as superior as you feel you are, let's say you know 8 languages, including Latin, and you therefore feel superior to other people. And then you slip on a banana peel, and everybody sees, and everybody laughs at you as you fall down on the banana peel. Now, you didn't forget your languages. You still know 8 languages. No, it's an amazing phenomenon that Chavis Halvavus is describing. Amazing, but the phenomenon that Chavis Halvavus is describing is that even though you still have every reason to feel superior, we're not talking about right and wrong now. In Perek Shlishi, he's not talking about right and wrong. You didn't forget your languages, so you're still superior to other people, but the situation forces kniya upon you. That's just the way it is. Now everybody's laughing at you. You feel foolish. You did something silly. Something funny happened to you. Everybody's laughing at you. Your zipper's open. You didn't realize it. And everybody's laughing at you. So even though you have every reason in the world to feel the way you felt up until now, but these are things which force kaniya upon you. What's the purpose? What's the point of the Chavis Halvavus? Bishlam of the last 3 of the 10 are going to be Avodas Ha'adam. How a person could develop kaniya because of certain situations. But the first 7 are slipping on the banana peel situations. So what's the point? So there's a Noyodika, there's a Gemara in Megillah, which says that there were lo yoha yeharusa lenoshe. It's inappropriate for women to be in positions of prominence and to lord over the public, to be, and then if they develop Gaiva, it's especially inappropriate. For a woman, it's like, it's uglier. Gaiva is uglier on a woman than it is on a man. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah. And it brings two examples of two women who exhibited Gaiva, and they had not nice names. Devorah Hanaviya, with the business of the Shira, where she said, "Ach Shakamti Devorah, Shakamti Ein Bi Yisrael," and she was taken to task for that, for that expression. I'm calling it Gaiva. Chazal call it that. La Yohad Yehimusul LaNashi, and it's a famous medrash that by saying "Ach Shakamti Devorah, Shakamti Ein Bi Yisrael," that was inappropriate, and her name was Devorah, a B. And Chulda Hanaviya, also the Gemara says, she said, you should come to her, the Melech Tzidkiyahu should come to her, and she didn't want to go to him, so, and her name was Chulda, which is also not a nice name. Alright, that's the Gemara. The Marsha there, oh, here we are. Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. So listen to this Marsha. So the Gemara just says, Lo Yo Yerusalem Noshe, because Tarte Noshe Yehir and Havyan, the Sanyan Shmaihu, and look, they didn't even have nice names. It's on Yud Dalet Amud Beis in Megillah. But look at the Marsha. Yud Dalet. Okay, we're getting there. Amud Beis, here we are. So listen to the Marsha. Tartei Noshim here in Avi. Ratzalomar. Afal Gab the Sanyan Shmaihu. Is that what Marsha learns in the Gemara? Even though they had names which were not nice, they didn't have nice names, you know, like Yenta, Spritza, you know. V'havi lohen lahashpil ulihikona atzmon l'fisha mosehen chuldo dvorish and shvelen bebrius v'hem lo osukein el dahavi yihirin neged anoshim chashuvim g'gon Yoshiyahu u'boruch ben Nevi'im. The Marshal learns that they should have used, you have a not nice name, like, be a little humble. I'm comparing it to the Chavis Haldavis' first seven, which the banana peel, and the point of the Chavis Haldavis. Just like when a person's sick. I'm not talking about Kniya now. A person is supposed to use the things that happen to himself in his life, he's supposed to, like, take it to heart, and you're supposed to learn lessons from it, and you're supposed to develop it. Hashem, let's say you have trouble finding a job. Let's say a person's in a situation for a few weeks or maybe months. Then you're supposed to use that. It comes to give tzedakah when Baruch Hashem things are okay now. Remember what it feels like. You're supposed to use events in your life to realize a certain feeling, to develop it, and to use it. So, listen to what the Marshal says. They should have, you have a not nice name, so be a little humble. You use it. Use your not nice name to develop a little humility. Don't be so, like, you know, every time you present yourself, you know, what's your name? Yenta Smith. So, they should have, the Marshal learns, they should have developed Kenia. And Adarabba, that's why Lo Yohi Yerusal the Noshe, the Hatarte Noshe Yerusal Havyan, the Sanyan Shemayu, the Marshal learns they should have, they were Nevi'il, they were what they were. Their mother named them Nebuchadnezzar. You know, when you name a kid, and the kid has to sit with their name the whole life. So the Marshal learns they should have used the fact that they had not nice names to develop a certain humility. You know, they present themselves to the public, so you be a little humble, you know, your name is, you can make fun of it, it's not a nice name. So, that's the point of the Chavis Haldavis too, that even though these are very external things, I say, you're the same, you slip on a banana peel, like you're the same knacker you were before the banana peel, as after the banana peel. But Lamaisa, you feel kiniya, you feel humbled, we say in English, it's a humbling experience, right? That's mamash what the Chavis Haldavis is talking about. His point is to use it. Use the humbling experience, just like you're supposed to use an illness to realize, you know, maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. You're supposed to use things that happen to you. So you're supposed to use the first seven things. The last three things are avoda, as we'll see. Mamish avoda sa'ada. But the first seven things is like saying you slipped on a banana peel. You feel humbled. So use it. Use a humbling experience to feel humble, to develop humility, to realize, you know, I'm not such a knacker. The way the Marshal says it over there on Daf Yudal and Amid Beis. That's the point here. So let's learn Perek Shlishi. Avol Hasibos. It's external things, but it is Sibos. Asher Abraham Tusag La'odam, that a person will develop Hashiflus V'ho'anova V'hakniya Achrei Ga'avosa. So you read that, so it sounds like Mamish Avodah Sa'odam and Gevaldik. And then he talks about like slipping on a banana peel. So it doesn't make sense almost if there's such an august hakdama. He talks about something that's really just happenstance. It's not real kniya. The teretz is, that's how you could, it's like a stimulant to kniya. That's how you could develop it. So he's not talking about what kind of kniya, and he's not talking about what kind of gaiva. He's talking about these situations. It's like a person gets sick, chalila. So you say, Hashem, a wake-up call. We're all familiar with the term. So really, a person should say, let me do what I'm supposed to do, so Hashem doesn't have to make me sick, chalila, to get my attention. So here also, we'll read the 10 things, or certainly the first 7 things, and a person either can use these things to realize, you know, I'm not such a hotshot after all, or you can think about these things and say, why do I have to slip on a banana peel for? Let me act with a little humility so Hashem doesn't have to have me look like a fool in public. I can develop humility and I'll avoid these things happening. Okay. Ha'achas, the first humbling experience. It's a good word, humbling experience. That's not much what he's talking about. Kasher nechlas kocho mitunuoso hativis machmas machlos. A person gets sick. All of a sudden, he's croaking to his wife to bring him a glass of water. All of a sudden, he's too weak, right? He may need someone to help him walk. Maybe he has to be in a wheelchair for a few weeks. All of a sudden, he has crutches and he can't walk. And a little child is running along in the street faster than he can hobble along. Or he needs someone to help him walk, or he needs someone to feed him for a couple of weeks. All of a sudden, a person breaks his hand. All of a sudden, he can't write. He can't do anything. He has to have someone hand him something. It's very humbling. All of a sudden, he needs other people to help him function. Kasher nechlas kocho mitnuoso. He can be in crutches in a wheelchair. Mitnuoso hativis, from its regular pattern of behavior. Machmos machlos, he can get sick temporarily. O roa mezeg, or at least the weather affected him. O chulshos herkev, he all of a sudden develops a chulsha. Maybe he twists his hand, he twists his ankle, all of a sudden he can't walk. He needs other people. She'oz yiye onov. Not even talking about needing other people, really. That's going to be in a different thing on the list. That's going to be the nakuda of the humility he'll feel. Here it's just, you know, oh my goodness, like I can't even feed myself now. Look at me. She'oz at one point in my father, Olav Hashalom's life, so he had to get, you know, he had the machla, and they had to cut him out, and they thought they got everything. They granted didn't, but they thought they did, and he had what's called a bag. And I remember for a few weeks, he could not come to terms with that. He felt like. He's not a person anymore. Look at me. He even expressed this to us. He says, look at me. I have to walk around with my psoilus. I can't even get rid of my psoilus anymore. I have to walk around with it. And then in the beginning, you can't, until you learn how to clean it out yourself. Someone has to do it for you. It's like a baby being diapered. And he it was very, I won't say humbling, then it was a different emotion. It was very shattering to him. But that's what the Chayyim Shalom is talking about. That certainly brings humility. You feel like, you know, I'm not a mensch anymore. And when people get older, this really happens when you get older. And all of a sudden, you can't, you need help to do things. You feel like, you know, it's humbling. I'm not a mensch. Kmenish kmensch. There goes my whole humanity, sort of. After a few weeks, by the way, he just came to terms with it. And he said, okay, this is now how I'm living, and this is the way I am now. That's fine. And then, you know, then you learn how to do it yourself, and you don't need other people. And, you know, then, okay, then you go on. But in the beginning, it's very shattering. It's like you're losing, you lose your self-respect. It's really a very scary thing. You can imagine, especially for a son, for a child, to see his parent like that. It's very scary. Like, you know, you see, like, it's almost a crumbling I'm saying it over, it should be a schus for him to learn what the Chayyim Shalom means here. In the first example, it's like a very, I remember it very vividly. We're going back now, my son's 12, we're going back 14, 15 years. It's a 15 years probably. It was very powerful how he felt ois mensch. He felt like he's not a person anymore. And it was very hard for the first few weeks. And that's what the Chayyim Shalom is talking about. Sha'oz yi'e'onav. And that forces anava upon you. You can't feel superior. And then even though you still know the eight languages, and you're still a knacker, and you're still smarter than other people, whatever made you a balgaiva before, if you are one, so everything's there the same. But this forces. It forces humility upon you. Sha'oz yi'e'onav. The ikona labore yusale the livneyodom. Doesn't matter. He's not going into the protem now of what kind of gaiva, what kind of anova. He's just saying this situation forces humility upon you. And to that I'm adding, and that was my long hakdoma. So use it. If you're incapacitated for a few days or weeks and you can't take care of yourself, and there's something you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't move, you can't run, you can't walk. Use it to develop the midas hakniya. Ka'amro, and he brings down a pasuk and tell him, vayachna, and all of the examples he gives, he brings psukim. He's not just talking like in seichel, psychology, or reality. He brings psukim for everything. Vayachna ba'omol libom, koshlu ve'ein ozer. They were weakened. There was no one around to help them. Vayachna, this be'omol libam, their hearts became nichna, their hearts became humble. They felt, you know, kukva samenches, you see, I'm not, what am I already? I can't even feed myself now. Right? For a few days, I can't even feed myself. I need someone to sit there with a spoon and feed me. Vahashenis, the second one is when you need people, you need someone to lend you money. Sometimes you need someone to give you some money to tide you over. Sometimes you need a loan. Sometimes you need it even from a bank a loan. It doesn't matter. The point is, you need others. You're not self-sufficient. Nobody is completely self-sufficient. We've all had times in our lives, even for extended periods of time, when we're totally in other people's beneficence. We can't get along on our own. That is humbling. You can't manage yourself. You need help from others. Again, he's not talking good, he's not talking bad, he's talking situational kinia, and I'm adding, use it, develop it, think how you feel, realize you're not much different the next day when you become self-sufficient, but you're the same schlepper you were yesterday. Just now, life is smiling upon you. Yesterday, life was not smiling upon you. So you develop the midas hakniya, the hashenis and bo all of makas haoni, if a person finds himself impoverished, the hazakikus livnei yadam, he needs other people, doesn't have to be oni, right? You need other people, you have to buy a house, all of a sudden you have to go to your uncle that you never really liked, and he never really liked you, and you have to ask him, and you have to smile, and ask him to lend you $75,000 on very good terms, maybe no interest. And all of a sudden, you're small, you're humble, you need him. Yesterday you didn't need them, you were a knacker, and today all of a sudden you need people for whatever it is in life. This causes kniya, this forces kniya upon a person, when now he needs other people. That's here the nakuda is, to need other people. That's why I corrected myself in the first paragraph. The first paragraph, you need other people, but that wasn't the point. The point was just the mental, the emotion of all of a sudden not being able to do things that you were able to do yesterday. All of a sudden you can't manage. That was number one. Number two is you need others. That forces kliya upon you. You need others to help you. You need others to lend you money. And any time you need to come on to other people, that's humbling. Sha'ozi kana lahem, the sishaver rucho. You can be sure a guy who's pompous, and, you know, a pompous person, and all of a sudden, right, he something happens and he needs money and he doesn't have it. All of a sudden he loses his pompousness very fast when he has to run around borrowing money from people in order to scrape together what he needs. The sishover rucho mean the sechichus hadas, from his pompousness, b'matzovo, ka'omro, and this is a pasuk in Shmuel. We learned this, v'haya, one of the curses that Eli's family was given, b'nevuah through Shmuel, v'haya kolanosa b'veischa, the descendants of Eli HaKohen, kolanosa b'veischa, whoever won't have died, because they died young also, Yavo Lishtachvel Slo will go to the chief Kayan. There's a Kayan that gives out the jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. So some jobs get you the face, the Eiros of the Karbonos, and some jobs you'll get, you know, okay, you get the Lechem Haponim. Today you're gonna get the Chazav Shoik. Today you're gonna get this. And all of a sudden people are lined up and they're saying, oh, if you please, good morning, how are you, have a nice day. You know, hoping that he'll, you line up a face. You ever see these guys have the goyim, and they have them in Muncie, they have them here also on Kavish over there by the Yerushalayim. When the Arabs line up and they're looking for jobs and people drive by, they want cheap labor. And there's like a group of 40, 50, 60 guys standing around, and everybody's like hoping that the guy stops with the car and he picks them to come do work for him. So, and these are the, you know, they're people, these are the Arabs that are suffering, they don't have any jobs. So that's what this pasuk is describing. You'll bow down, you'll be nichna to the kohen that's giving out the jobs. La'aguras kesef, for a little money, of a chikar lechem. The Omar, and he'll say, if you please, my dear kohen, good morning to you, how are you feeling this morning? Sufacheni no el achas hakuhunos lechol pas lechem, just to keep your body and soul together, just for a little pas lechem, they have no parnosa. They'll need to humble themselves to the kohanim who are giving out the jobs in the Beis Mikdash in order pasha to get something to eat. So that's the second situation of kniya that you should use, that you will feel humbled no matter how pompous you usually are, no matter how self-confident, really. It's not, I'm not going into good and bad here. Even no matter how self-confident you are, if all of a sudden you have to stand on an employment line and hope that someone gives you a job, you get humbled very, very quickly. Vahashlishis, im hashpa olav tova al yidei zulaso. Just any time you need someone. Let's say you need a doctor. You need a doctor to operate on you. You need a doctor to prescribe medicine for you. You need someone. Just, even if there's nothing, it's not only, it's not money, you need a toiva from someone. You have to borrow a book. Anything, the simplest thing it can be. Im hashpa o lov tova al yidei zulaso. Now you're beholden to someone. Someone did a favor for you. And now you're beholden to that person. That's what he's describing. The herbal hate of low, and he did a lot of tithes to him. You can't allow. That's it. You're not gonna, you know, The next time when you see the person, the way you treat that person, when someone did you a favor or a lot of favors, you can be sure, just psychologically, your relationship with him from then on is going to be different. You're going to be nichnat to him. That relationship is almost automatic. I guess there can be theoretically a person who's so oblivious to Hakaras HaTov that this doesn't happen. But normal people, when you meet up with someone and you have a relationship with someone who bestows upon you Tova, you nichna. Just that fact itself. Ka'omro, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Rabim Yichalu Pnei Nodiv. Everybody is, they go to say hello and good morning to the Nodiv that bestows Todas upon people. The Horavius, the fourth, is Mishiesh to Olav Chov, Lazulasa. That's all. You owe someone money, or you owe someone a favor, or you owe someone something, Deniyachal Shalmo, and you can't make good on it. So you can be sure that when you talk to that person, you talk with respect, you talk with humility. You don't talk to him, and you're not boastful, and you're not talking about, you're godless, you're not acting, you're not putting on ears. When you talk to someone that you owe a lot of money to, or maybe even a little money, or any chov, anytime you're in someone's debt, and you can't make good on it, you can't pay it up, any yachal ishalmo, she'oz yikonalo, ka'amro, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, not in Chumash, this is in Mishlei, emein l'chol ishalem, lo miyikach mishkavcha mitachtecha, if you can't pay up, so he's going to go take a mashkon from you, and you want to prevent that from happening, so you talk to him a certain way, so that also forces kniya upon a person. Ba'achamishis, the fifth, is Misha Yo'osur Bidei Oyevo. He's captured. He can be in jail. Or Stam, his Oyev could have control over him. He has an enemy and he falls into his power. He falls under his jurisdiction. His Oyev is able to do with him what he wants, to take revenge upon him, to hurt him, to ruin him, right? All of a sudden that your boss is the guy you always made fun of, the guy you always were enemies with, all of a sudden he's your boss. There's all different types of being osur bidei oyevo, being captured by your oyev. Yikonalo, you can be sure that all of a sudden you're nichna to him. V'yashpul atzmo lefonov, and you hope he'll have rachmonos on you. And you hope, doesn't have to be oyevo. Right, you're under someone's control. The guy that determines what time you're going to eat lunch, the guy that determines whatever it may be. If you're under someone's power, you can be an eved. Well, that's the next one, really. But the other one talks about the evedus itself. This one's talking about that you're under his control. He decides what you're going to eat, when you're going to eat, where you're going to go, how you're going to go. So you're forced into humility. You can be sure that when you talk to that person, and how your body language towards that person, everything is going to be one of kniya. Ka'omro, and the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Inu, that's the Inu Bakevel Raglo, Barzel Bo'onavsho. So he's being medayik the word Inu. Inu is a lashon of Oni, Anios Nefesh. Doesn't have to mean torture. Apparently, he's not learning it comes from the word torture, it's coming from the word Oni, Anios Nefesh. Inu Bakevel Raglo, you made into a pauper. You're humbled by the fact that you're under someone's control. Now he determines what's going to be with you. If you ever read a book, you should never read books, it's Bittel Zman. But if you read a book, what's his name? Sharansky wrote a book, a Muridika book. You should read it. I forgot the name.
Fear No Evil.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable book. And he writes there how he was facing evil, the Soviet regime that put him in jail. And he would write how he felt, they worked on having him psychologically feel kniya. He doesn't use these words. But how he did like little things, silly things, just so he shouldn't be nichna to them. He shouldn't be under their control. The guy would say, here, come here, walk here. He would like walk crooked. The guy said, walk crooked. He would walk straight. They said, eat. Here's food. Eat now. He wouldn't eat now. He'd wait to hear Pharaoh and then he would eat. He writes there that in order that he shouldn't feel, he was in jail for how long? For years and years and years and years, 10 years. Well, he shouldn't feel nichna. So he shouldn't feel nichna to evil, to rishoyim. He didn't want to feel, that was his hergish. It wasn't from yet. He just didn't want to be nichna to rishoyim. And he did the, even when they freed him, when they finally freed him, they said, they were saying goodbye, they said, here, like walk here. He went a different way, or he waited, I forgot already the story. And he kept doing that, and that's what the Chazal Bavos is talking about. When you're under someone's control, you're nichna. That's it. V'masurim bezikim yilochtim b'chavli oni. So he's learning it from the Loshim Anias Nefesh, and then that's how it is. So it's a situational hachna. And again, the Chazal Bavos' point is to use it. You can use it in two ways. Either you can practice being humble, because when it's forced upon you, so, you know, it's forced upon you. So you can practice and you can see how it feels and you can develop it. And you realize that even when you're not in this situation, you should also feel humble. And the second way is to try to avoid slipping on the banana peel. Show Hashem that you can be humble and there's no need for you to be incapacitated or sick or in someone's debt or under someone's control or need someone else's taiva in order to survive. You don't need these external ways of being nichna. Okay.